Welcome to USAWSB's Teaching Tuesday podcast, your place for best practices in entrepreneurship education.
Today, we're joined by Nancy Lachis, Chief of Entrepreneurship Initiatives at the Direct Selling Education Foundation, and Kimberly Harris Blitton, DSEF's Senior Director of Academic Initiatives. Today, we're going to discuss how DSEF follows Fellows incorporate direct selling into the classroom and more. And let's jump right into it. It's nice to have you both with us. Why don't you start by telling us a bit about yourselves and your roles at the DSEF?
Well, together, we oversee, develop, and implement the foundation's strategic academic initiatives. And at the heart of our work is our Fellows program. We now, in fact, have 220 academic fellows from multiple disciplines, including entrepreneurship. A number of USAWSB members are DSEF fellows, and we work with them on content creation, research, and other events and projects.
So working with them on content creation, how does that process work? What does that look like?
Well, we provide our fellows with a lot of opportunities, and we create teaching modules, and our fellows write case studies that many of them then that are shared among all fellows, along with teaching notes and video accompaniments to those cases. We have about five cases now, and we're continuing on that path, and some of those case studies look at things like social entrepreneurship or supply chain, but it's all through the lens of direct selling. And in fact, we have, we're working with the University of North Carolina at Greensboro on developing 10 week-long modules to include a variety of cross-disciplinary entrepreneurship courses. And these modules are plug and play. They include sample syllabi, learning objectives, assignments, and they'll be made available to all fellows. Kimberly, do you have anything to add about research?
Sure. So research is just one of the benefits or opportunities that we offer through our fellows program. We actually provide small administrative grants for fellows to do research either directly or peripherally related to direct selling. That is one of the ways that we collaborate with our fellows.
What is direct selling's importance in entrepreneurship education?
Well, you know, first I think it would be helpful to your listeners if we define direct selling. Some of them may not be familiar with that term. It's a channel of distribution and a go-to-market strategy where company founders take their products to market through an independent sales force. And I'll give you an example. One of the most famous entrepreneurs of the last century is Mary Kay Ash, who founded Mary Kay Cosmetics. And she used an independent sales force who then demonstrated her products through a home party kind of method. So, you know, it's really important to include direct selling in entrepreneurship courses alongside other channels of distribution so that the students understand and might consider direct selling as a go-to-market strategy for their product or service idea.
Sure, and I would add that direct selling is a low-cost, low-risk way to determine if entrepreneurship is right for you, which might be something that faculty and students are both interested in. Compared to traditional startup direct selling companies, support their independent salespeople by developing and manufacturing the products. They provide quality control, warehousing, returns. They develop marketing promotions for your business and give you a website. All of this so that you can focus on selling and building your business and really focusing on honing your skills. And as a matter of fact, academic research conducted by Dr. Robert Peterson of the University of Texas at Austin identified 14 different professional and personal skills that are gained through the direct selling experience.
And I would add to that, that's such a great point, because I've heard over and over from a variety of professors in a variety of disciplines like marketing or entrepreneurship, that the one thing that is missing oftentimes is selling skills. And of course, entrepreneurs have to be able to sell, you know, to investors, they have to sell to customers. So direct selling is kind of a way to hone those skills.
So do you feel that direct selling should be a part of all entry-level entrepreneurship courses?
Absolutely. In fact, one of our fellows who is a USASPI member, Caroline Glacken, is the co-author of a very widely used entrepreneurship textbook. We have other fellows who've included direct selling in marketing textbooks and business textbooks. And she actually included two separate long-form cases in that textbook to teach students about direct selling as a model of as a channel of distribution.
Yeah, and I would say thinking more broadly, we believe that direct selling should be included in the study of business, whether it's a principles of marketing course or an intro to business course or an intro to entrepreneurship class. And direct selling actually is taught by our fellows in higher level courses as well. Our companies have the same business challenges and practices as their retail counterparts. The biggest difference is just that the products don't sit on a shelf. They're sold by an independent sales force.
Do you feel that direct selling often gets a bad reputation just because of its association to some MLMs, multi-level marketing companies? Do you feel that it gets a bad reputation?
Well, I think direct selling has always had a reputation issue, and I think mainly the reason is it's number one, misunderstood, and there are some bad actors out there. Now, our sister organization is the Direct Selling Association, and there are about 120 companies who are members of that organization. And that's a small number of companies considering how big the industry is. The DSA requires that its members go through a year-long vetting process, and they go through everything from looking at the FTC, looking at the Better Business Bureau, finding out if there's any legal issues, reviewing their compensation plan, reviewing their websites to ensure that the companies aren't making any product claims or earnings claims. And DSA has just taken that a step further in January by partnering with the Council of Better Business Bureaus on a third-party regulatory review. So the Council of Better Business Bureaus are now reviewing all the direct selling companies out there and reacting and sending letters and warnings to companies who are improperly communicating to the public.
Yes, and that includes both DSA member companies, which are held to a strict code of ethics, but also that would include those bad players that Nancy mentioned.
Yeah.
So I guess we would just say, we say this in programs all the time. We encourage people to do their homework. If they're a member of the Direct Selling Association, they're covered by the codes and this self-regulatory council.
That's great. Yeah, as a former entrepreneurship student, I wish I would have been more open to those direct selling opportunities, just because it is such an important skill set within entrepreneurship. So how can entrepreneurship educators incorporate direct selling into their courses?
Well, like we mentioned, part of the Fellows program is providing a variety of content, whether it's case studies or video modules, or we also do campus events. So this is a great opportunity for students to learn firsthand from a direct selling company executive or founder just what it is about. And Kimberly does just tell them about the program that you're about to do, the Women's Entrepreneurship Week program.
Oh, sure. Yes. Yeah, so we're partnering with Florida State University, actually two campuses, both the Tallahassee campus and Panama City. And the theme of that program is women's entrepreneurship. And we have three direct selling senior level executives, company founders, in fact, will be speaking throughout the day on that program. And it is actually part of Mount Clair University's larger international program, which is the Women Entrepreneurship Week.
And we often get we have fellows who tell us frequently that, and executives, that there is this kind of aha moment, light bulb moment for students who either, read a case study or have an executive talk in their classes, because they too may have misperceptions about what direct selling is, or maybe they've never even heard of it. So that's a great experience.
And I think other ways that we provide faculty with, immersion into learning more about direct selling for both themselves and their students is through the learning journeys that our foundation offers to our fellows to the Direct Selling Association industry conferences. So not only are they immersed in learning more about the channel itself, but DSA member companies, so specific companies in the channel, and we work hard at introducing them to many of the senior level business executives that attend those conferences. And we've had fellows, have good luck and walk away with some connections that eventually lead to research opportunities or speakers in classes, as Nancy mentioned.
Great. And just last question here, where should listeners go to get involved in the DSEF?
Well, to Kimberly or myself, we have a website, dsef.org. And there is a not only an overview of the Fellows program, but there is a website that shows all the Fellows we currently have with their photos and their titles. And there are, if you go to the staff page, our emails are available. I will be at the USASPE conference coming up. In fact, the foundation is doing a paper competition for USASPE members where we are giving out $4,000 awards to the best papers related to direct selling. And that call for papers went out a couple weeks ago. I think the biggest way that we get people involved in the Fellows program is through building the relationships and through other fellows recommending colleagues.
Great. Well, Nancy and Kimberly, thanks again for your time. If you're listening and want to get more involved with the organization, visit dsef.org. Thank you both again.
Thank you.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
You've reached the end of another episode of USASBE's Teaching Tuesday podcast. USASBE members can access all our podcast archives and many more resources by logging in at www.usasbe.org. If you're not yet a USASB member, we hope you'll join our rapidly growing global community today. Thanks for listening.